Check one.
Log Talk Radio.
Dedicate our lives to this sport. We do thousands of sit-ups in camp. We run hundreds of miles, you know, for the ones that take it serious. And we just dedicate ourselves fully to our craft, man. We watch tape. We attitude. We moody, and we go into that fight and to land on the line.
Minnesota basketball fans, especially Gopher fans, the Living in Loserville podcast returns on a high note. That is for sure. Obviously, the Gophers defeated the Louisville Cardinals today. They tipped first. It was the first game, and boy, were our Gophers ready. I'm your host, Chris Carlson. My co-host, Aaron Miller, will be joining us very soon. So, obviously, this one's going to be a whole lot of Gopher talk. Now, you know, the Living and Loserville podcast, if this is your first time listening, it is a podcast that covers the Minnesota Gophers and the Minnesota Timberwolves. However, we're going to, late in the show, have a very small segment. I mean, we're not even going to basically talk about the Timberwolves. We do have some updates with some injuries, though. So we will talk. We'll talk a little bit of injuries and whatnot, but we're going to spend our time on these Minnesota Gophers, who ended their season on a 4 out of 5 game winning streak. I guess 4 out of 6 if you count that Michigan loss in the semifinals. But you know, it's just the second win in the tournament since 1997, and you know what? You got to push it back further. I saw that stat today. Second win since 97. Nope, that's not true, because remember, that didn't exist. So we got to go early 90s before since we've been winning, actually, in the tournament. So very, very great performance by the Gophers. We're definitely going to break it all down. Like I said, though, if this is your first time listening to the Living in Loserville podcast, it streams live right here on blogtalkradio.com/ropeitoperadio. So the Living in Loserville podcast streams live right here. It's under the Rope It Up Radio podcast umbrella. It's basketball, it's football, it's boxing. And it streams live, it archives. It's basically like the headquarters. However, you can find the Rope It Up Radio podcast to listen to the Living in Loserville podcast on iTunes, Player FM. Get a lot of listens from there. Same with TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, all over the place. We're also part of the Grueling Truth Sports Podcast Network, and that could be found on iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, all that stuff. They're also available on iHeartRadio, and you can stream it on Spotify. So check out the Living in Loserville podcast on the Grueling Truth Sports Podcast Network. Got a whole lot of shows: basketball, football, boxing, baseball, everything in between. Head on over to the GruelingTruth.net. That's the GruelingTruth.net. And by the way, you can listen to the podcast right there at the website. You can check out some articles, whether it's past classic stuff with sports or nowadays opinion pieces, all sorts of stuff. I do a weekly prediction for basketball during the season and boxing as well. And while you're at it, you can place a bet. It'll link you right to mybookie.ag. One more thing. Now, you know, we were talking about the DirecTV Now. That was a limited deal, okay? Now I have another limited time deal for you for DirecTV Now, okay? Now, it's for March Madness and kind of Game of Thrones, to be honest with you, too, if you think about it. So DirecTV Now, it's a streaming service. If you're thinking about cutting the cord, or you have cut the cord, you're not happy with your cable, or you're thinking about, you know, just for the NBA playoffs. I need TNT. I need ESPN. Just for March Madness, I need TNT. TBS, True TV. Who the hell watches that? I watch it, you know, 3 months, 3 weeks out of the year, True TV, for the basketball. And here it is. No annual contract, okay? You can stream DirecTV now anywhere on your TV, your phone. You can do it on a tablet that also has the cloud DVR. And the plans start as low as $50 a month. Now, here's the thing. You can get a month free, not a 7-day trial like the other deal, a whole month free with the promo code March2019. So it has that March feel to it. That's promo code for that first month free, March2019, and that code expires at the end of March. So this is for the tournament. Now, these plans include, if you go with the Plus or Max, which some people have, HBO is included, and this is where the Game of Thrones comes in. If they're going to include HBO, obviously they made a deal because Game of Thrones is like 3 weeks or something away from starting. So remember that. DirecTV Now, $50 a month. It starts that. No annual contract, yada, yada, yada. And for those boxing fans out there, Showtime's only $11 when it comes to that. So just so you know. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and bring in my co-host and see how he's doing. Obviously, he's got to be feeling pretty good with a Gopher victory. What's going on, Aaron? How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. It's good. It's good to see a game like that coming into the tournament. I thought that I didn't know what I was going to see. So hoping for the best, but, you know, kind of letting history be a guide. And it really was a refreshing game to watch. They really played well.
Yeah, they really did, man. They really did. They got off to a fairly competitive start, I'd say. I think they scored 9 minutes, or no, it was 8-7, 6 minutes in. You could see Murphy and Arturo kind of played strong early on. I think it got to 16-12. Louisville got up a little bit with 9 minutes left. And the paint points were starting to add up a little bit, a little too early for my thought process there. I'm like, that's a little too early for my liking, because we talked about how they have the two bigs. And if Murphy got into foul problems or Arturo got into foul problems, this might be an issue. But then Gophers kind of got it going, got back-to-back threes. 11 freaking three-pointers. Gabe led the way, 21-17, 6 minutes left. Gabe hits another three. They're up 28-21. And another three, 31-24. I'm looking at these little notes. Now, Louisville kind of cut into the lead at that point, though. They started using defense. They started knocking down shots. You saw that in the second half as well. So they cut it to 35-33. Then there was a three by Coffey. He had 13 in the first half. 38-33 at the half for the Gophers. 6 three-pointers, ended up hitting 5 in the second half. And right off the bat, another three-pointer right off the bat in the second half. It was beautiful. I think that was Murphy. What, he hit like 8 all year or something like that? I forgot what they said. But then Gabe hits his third one. And next thing you know, it's 46-38. And then 5 minutes into the second half, we got a 10-point lead. Then another three by Gabe. He had 5 by that time. Crowd going crazy. It's 59-43, finishing off a 16-5 run for the Gophers. And, ain't no stopping us now, right? Like the local K-Fan station would say and play in the background. It looked like, here we go, dude. We're going to the second round. Round of 32, here we come. But then the full court press came out by Louisville. They cut it down to 62-50. Then we kind of spurted out, got it to 70-57 with 6 minutes left. Murphy hit his second three. But then Louisville, and this is when they kept hitting shots. They hit back-to-back threes. They cut it to 9 points with 4 minutes left. Now, obviously, they counted that three-pointer that looked like – I think there's so many games going on, Aaron, that they couldn't get the great camera that you can zoom in on or something, because, you can kind of see the flick of the wrist. It was still on his hand on that three. That kind of threw me off. They counted it. It is what it is. I think it with 2 minutes left, it was 76-69. So they're within seven, but it really didn't matter. Gophers, you know, prevailed. There were a couple of things that I left out because I know that you wanted to cover some of that. We were texting back and forth. I was behind you in the game. So I'm like, no spoilers. But let's talk about the game flow. And, you know, the refs were kind of saying, hey, Louisville, you know, we're helping you out here a little bit. What'd you think of the game? What'd you think of when they started coming back in and then we push it back out to 13? Just overall, the effort, the defensive effort, and like I said, 11 threes. Is that the most in tournament history? Is that what they said? I saw it really quick, 11 three-pointers.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was the most in tournament history, but it sure was a lot. I'm not used to seeing something like that coming from the Gophers. And, you know, the whole game sort of had that feel to it. You want to see teams step up in March, and particularly in the tournament. That's not something we're used to really seeing around here from a Gopher squad. And I don't want to go ahead and project that something that's going to continue, but it was sure nice to see for one game. I thought defensively they were locked in. They really tracked the ball well. They got on their guys, and they were just persistent about it. No, you didn't see a lot of turnovers. You didn't see a lot of fouls that were, you know, stupid. I thought some of the calls from the refs were a little ticky-tacky going towards us, especially down the late second half and into the beginning of the third quarter. It just seems like the referees were really trying to keep that game close, and they did a good job. I mean, we're up by 19, and all of a sudden the lead's cut down to nine again, and then maybe even a little bit below that. And, yeah, that call with the three-point shot, you know, I could see the fact that the red light was on, and you could see it, and you just kind of had a feeling that I was going to go Louisville's way. And then, of course, they had the out-of-bounds play later that was the same kind of way where it was like, you know, I think that did go out on Gabe, but it was, you know, it was a pretty touch-and-go there, and you just didn't really know.
Yeah.
I thought that we were getting beat up pretty hard by Louisville. They were banging us around a lot. In fact, you know, Murphy and Kelcher went down just from some pretty hard fouls, and it just seems like we couldn't get a foul once we got the lead. And I guess that's the way it goes in March sometimes. But, you know, it just was like getting a little irritating that I thought maybe they're trying to keep the game close, first game of the tournament, something like that. So I thought overall, though, the Gophers played exceptionally well and really surprising offensively, hitting those three-pointers. I hope that continues. I thought Coffee was really important. He came out and was really seemed steady. Seemed driven. It seemed like we were going to win that game. And, you know, I kept waiting for the bottom to fall out, and, you know, it didn't this time. It was, you know, almost did. I mean, it got close right around that 7 minute mark in the second half where it was going to start being a free throw shooting fest, and we weren't hitting free throws at all. We really need to improve that going into the next game.
Yeah, you're right. 17 to 26. 26, hey, man, that's good. You're getting to the line, right? But if you're hitting 17, that obviously is not good. You hit it right on the nose with the turnovers. Only five turnovers. That's really impressive. Overall, shot 40% from the three-point at 11, like we talked about. Shot 50%, man. That was nice. And they took a bundle of threes, just were a little short than us. They hit their free throws. But overall, once again, another game, though. This is the second win in a very short amount of time where we got no points off the bench. Zip, zero, nothing. They didn't even take a freaking shot. I was just looking at that kind of for, I didn't realize that part. No shots, not one shot. Now, did they get us hurt? No, they didn't get us hurt, but that's a little weird, but a nice spread. Starting lineup here, 24 points for Gabe. 5 of 11 from 3. This dude has just been on fire. He led the team with 8 rebounds, but Coffee, Arturo, and Murphy all had 6 rebounds as well. And, you know, it's a 40-minute game, so that's telling. Just a good all-around performance. Now, Murphy, with the back issue, he says he's going to go. We'll figure it out. But that's a little weird. That could – especially when we're going to go against some real deal bigs. You know, we think Louisville has some nice bigs. Michigan State's got some bigs. So, you know, right as of right now, as we, you know, preview the Michigan State game coming up here, we know the day, obviously, Saturday, but we do not know the time as of right now. Maybe that will change, but I don't know. I doubt we'll go first that day, but then again, maybe they'll set it up that way since both went early in the day, not quite as early as us. It was the first game, like I said, of the tourney. So we got things started correctly. And Louisville is a good club. They're not what they were a handful of years ago for obvious reasons. but a quality win, man. And the really we started the season very positive, very up and down season. There was moments where you're like, okay, we're 6-4 these last 10 games. And then we lose 4 in a row, you know, but we got it back and we got even more than we needed down the stretch. And obviously we were seated low a little bit anyway, like you were talking about too, maybe a 7-8 or something like that, but it is what it is. We got the win. We were a 5-point underdog and got the win. And that you knew the Gopher faithful will come out because it's so close, Des Moines. And now, you know, there's going to be another layer of people going down there because, you know, these are new tickets now available. And there's going to be, it's a Saturday. So you can just dip down. What is it? 4 or 5 hours. Just dip down there real quick. It's something in our youth that we definitely would have been like, hey, you in? Cool. I got work off. Let's go. But overall, just a great performance, man. Really, really happy the way this club's come together. I'm not even really worried about the round of 32 in my head. I'm going to appreciate it. And here we are, another game on Saturday in front of a national audience. And let's just hope some power forward out there, hopefully the guy from Marshall down there in Rochester. I don't see that happening as a 5-star and everybody and their mom wants him. But let's just hope a solid power forward, you know, we land this all helps. Whether, you know, because there was a couple of them at that Purdue game at home, making it to the tourney, winning a round against a quality club as a minor underdog. Let's just hope this all mixes it up so we can really look forward till next year, because obviously, you know, losing Murphy's gonna hurt. He led the nation with 22 double doubles. We're gonna have some improvement from some young players, no doubt about it. We need to find a productive guy as a freshman that could come in and give us, you know, 12.8 boards or something like that. But anything else from this game that you'd like to talk about, sir, as we move on to Saturday's game against a well-known Sparty team that always seems to, you know, get the best of us, let's be honest.
You know, the two young guys, Kelcher and Oturu, really stepped up, played really, really well. It gives you hope for what will be next year. You know, Gibb came out and played really well. He hit some long-range threes, which we hadn't seen him go that far deep, but he really went deep on a couple of those and seemed pretty confident in shooting them. You know, Dupree, he missed a few threes coming out the gate and then, you know, caught on a little bit later. You know, we can shoot the three, like I mentioned in an earlier show. It's just you got to be able to do it. You know, you got to have the trigger to do it. And it was just good to see him come out and hit those. You know, you knew you were going to get a packed in defense against Louisville. You know, they didn't think you could shoot from the outside. And to be honest, you know, we haven't shot well from the outside. So he kind of worked in our favor. We got some good shots early like we thought we would. And then we stretched it out and opened up the inside a little bit. Murphy did some good work inside, especially that move. He just kind of drop-stepped into the lane. Guy felt the guy on the other side and went in. That was good to see. They just seemed like really in tune to what they were doing. They need to be that way against a Michigan State team that kind of handled us. It was an interesting weekend in East Lansing when we went there last time. So I kind of want to not look too much at that game. So we get to play Michigan State twice. As you said, we've played a lot of good teams in our conference more than once. And here we've got Michigan State coming in, a really good team, not the Michigan State team that we're used to seeing with some high first rounders, but a well-balanced and deep Michigan State team with a lot of size. And, you know, it's going to be a Big Ten matchup, so it's going to be rough. Murphy's going to have his back taken care of, and we're just going to have to get back into the Big Ten again. It's, you know, odd that we have to play one in the second round, but, you know, if we play as well or close to as well as we played today, it's going to be a really good game against Michigan State. Of course, the Gopher fans will be there. That'll be a nice advantage. East Lansing is a little farther away from Des Moines, but I'm sure there'll be some Michigan State fans there as well. But it was good to hear a good Gopher roar every made basket down there in Des Moines.
Well said. It really was. And Patino mentioned that after that, you know, that type of stuff does a lot more than we think. And like I said, there's definitely going to be another layer on top of that. If there's available tickets, people are going to buy them up, man. That's just how it goes. It's just so close. It's really not that far away. So, but you're right about the, you know, that game. This is like a long time ago now. It feels like when we faced Michigan State, it's kind of a throwout game. They shot almost 52%. We shot 36%. Neither team hit the three much. Our free throws were just horrendous that game, 14 to 23. In assists, dude, that just keep moving the ball, 27 to 14. An assist and turn the ball over six times. So we played about as bad as we're going to play. Well, you know, knock on wood. And Michigan State, you know, they lost, you know, a key piece, right? And all of a sudden they lost to Purdue, Indiana, and Illinois on the road. And you're thinking, man, you know, let's see. And remember, that was when they got. They needed a win, right? That's exactly when the Gophers came into town. And I remember talking about that, saying, what do you know? Michigan State, that's not an easy game already, but they've lost three in a row. Do we really want to face them at home? And sure enough, you know, we were just part of a problem. You know what I mean? It was just one of those things where you're like, yeah, it's going to get good. Too bad. It's going to get good. But that sparked them, man. They beat us. Then they went to Wisconsin, beat them on the road. Michigan on the road. Did lose a very tight game to Indiana, but turned right around and beat Michigan to close out the season. Beat Wisconsin in the tourney, and then Michigan again. Now, they were sweating it out, to say the least, today against Bradley. And actually, I just got back from working at the bar. And there was a guy with the Bradley University. I was, you know, shooting the shit with him. Hey, got a nice little club there in Bradley. Where the hell is Bradley? I don't know, but you got a nice little club. They definitely, you know, they definitely hung in there. And Izzo freaked out on, what was his name, Aaron Henry. He was screaming at this guy to the point where, what's-his-toes, probably their best player, Winston, had to calm Izzo down. Like, dude, calm down here. We're going to win this game. Everybody calm down. Now, the last 2 minutes, when you look at the score, 76-65, you thought, oh, I'm sure Bradley hit a couple of late threes or something and made it close. But like I said, that was not the case at all. That was not the case. That was a tight, tight game. And Winston scored 26 points there. But that was not an easy game. 35-34 at half. Bradley was up. Michigan State, like I said, it was tit for tat the whole time, and then until the last 2 minutes, they ended up winning that second half 42-40. What's your gut feeling coming into this one? Obviously, you know, Izzo, Sparty, they're just a dominant force, and they get to final fours going out of style. And that's just their MO. They get to final fours. Not to say that they got it this year for sure or anything like that. But what's your thoughts coming into this game? You know, there's no such thing as a moral victory, but there kind of is. To me, it kind of feels like that Michigan semifinal game. I just want to belong on the court. I know that sounds bad. but we're not playing on Saturday. You know what I mean? We're not going to play on Saturday, us, me and Aaron. We're not playing. So our mentality is getting us ready for what can happen or what cannot happen. You know what I mean? So to me, I just want to show up, Aaron, and say, hey, win, lose, or draw, we went out fighting this year. And it just, I'm already proud of the team. I'm happy with the team. It really helps to for the future and the recruiting and all that. Getting to the tourney two almost would have been three in a row. And three in a row trips, we haven't been there in a while that way, even though technically I know we did. But what are your thoughts heading into this Sparty game, man? Because obviously this is just a perfect living in Loserville situation too. Oh, they struggled in the first round. Oh, yeah. So they were looking ahead. They're coming off such a big run. And, you know, they obviously got caught looking ahead to what's not just us, but just in general. And they almost got caught slipping here as a two seed, man. Of course, now they're going to be on their P's and Q's now that they almost got caught slipping, right?
Look, man, let's keep going. That's the way I look at it. You know, we played really well today. I'm trying not to take too much out of that, except for what I saw in body language and the way we sort of went about it. No turnovers, really good defense, solid breaks. I wish we had a little bit more depth, but we don't as of now. I mean, we could get Motz back. I'd like to see him maybe use Washington a little bit. If someone's going to shoot off the bench, it's going to be him. He loves to shoot the ball. But you got to remember that Michigan State perennially, in the NCAA tournament has been upset. They get upset at least every other year now. It's not going to be a huge upset for us to win, just having them being being a conference team. We see them a lot. They see us a lot. We know them. We've had Murphy and Coffee for a good 4 years and 3 years respectively. So they know what they're going to see. What they haven't seen is us play like we played today. If we play like we played today or something similar to that, maybe not 11 threes, but, you know, six or seven, and we continue to pound inside, get a little bit of something from Motz, maybe defensively or offensively. I'm not expecting him, obviously, to have 20 points or anything. I'm just expecting him to be a presence against what they got and, at the very least, to be five fouls. I think that, you know, we can win this one. You know, it's just we've been playing well in neutral site games. That's a big thing. It's going to be a bit of a home game with our crowd. I think that leads well. You know, I really wanted to see us beat the Louisville Cardinal just because I don't like the narrative they keep putting out. Maybe they won't keep scheduling us against Louisville anymore. Maybe they'll put this baby to bed. And we did it the right way with a win and not a loss. So I really feel like if we play well, Chris, and we – keep the defensive intensity, I think we got a really good chance to beat Michigan State. Now, I'm not going to go out on the limb and say that that's going to happen, but I think it's going to be a little bit closer as far as Vegas is concerned. And I think that if we just can keep the defense the way we kept it today, we'll definitely be in the game with a chance to win it.
And that's it right there. You said it right there. I mean, you said a variety of good things, but that's the key piece for me too. Just be right there. Anything can happen in the last couple of minutes or last second, whatever. Just be there. Like you belong on the court. Be right there and then leave it up to what happens. And then I just want to compete, man. I really want to compete. I know that sounds funny, but I just want to compete, be into that game. Now, something you said about the Michigan State Sparties, the last 2 years, they've been beatable early in the tournament. Last year was the first time they ever lost in the first round under Izzo, and he's obviously been there since the 90s. And then 2 years ago they lost, I think, in the second or third. They got upset, but under Izzo, though, he's not a guy that goes home off of his where his seat is. Traditionally, they don't go home early. In fact, he's overachieved and gotten to plenty of Final Fours that nobody really thought he would. But the last couple of years, that is true. And this is a different squad this year. You know, last year, they got like three guys, you know, from last year's squad playing in the league. There might not be a guy who stays on a club for more than a couple of years on the current making of this team right now. Winston's a solid guard. Maybe he'll find a home. Maybe he's a second rounder, whatever the case may be. They got some bigs. They got some experience, no doubt about it. But for Michigan State, less is more this year, and it's really worked out for them. And sometimes when you have the layers of guys, there's only one ball, as we know, Aaron. And to me, it just – the roles were not defined for Sparty last year, and it was clear in a lot of ways. And this time around, it feels more like an all-around team that can get you in a variety of ways. So it's going to be interesting, man. It is going to be interesting. I'm really looking forward to this. Are you willing to go out on a limb and pick – our Minnesota Golden Gophers make that, keep dancing all the way into the Sweet 16? Are you willing to go that way?
I am. And I will say this is why. I think we're going to see Washington come in and play a little bit just because we've got to counter Winston. He's a true point guard, and he's good at it. 24 points he had against Bradley. Four assists. And, you know, it's going to be hard for anybody to guard him. He's a little too quick for Gabe, and you got to have another presence in there, I think. So we'll see Washington. I hope that they kind of let him go a little bit. I want to see if he can light up in the tournament. Now, it could be costly. I think you maybe start him early in the game and kind of see how he goes. But he's kind of that X factor that we're going to need. You know, I think he's a player off the bench that can help. You know, it's one of those things you got to kind of feel it out and see if he's going to come out taking stupid shots. Obviously, we can't afford to have him in the game. But defensively, we need someone a little bit quicker to guard Winston, who I think is their best player. They've got a couple other good ones with Tillman and McQuaid. And then Ward had a great game in ten minutes, he put in 8 points and 5 rebounds. So, you know, we got to watch him too. But we do need a little more help from the bench. But, you know, what I saw today really encourages me. It's everything that I wanted to see during the season. I think Louisville is a good club. I think they're just kind of like I said last week, the ACC version of us. So I think that if it's a quality win to beat Louisville. It gives you momentum. I like to see that. And I want to see this continue. I want to see no turnovers. I want to see the defense continue to be there every possession, and I also want to see the shooting continue. Now, that's a lot to ask. I don't think they'll be a buzz. They just kind of have that look in their eyes like they know what they're doing, and it's a senior-led club, which is an advantage because a lot of these squads don't have many seniors. We have 3 senior starters. I don't know. You could count Coffee as a senior, but officially 2 senior starters, but
sure.
Coffee's been here an awful long time, so and he's kind of a leader, so you need to get behind him, and I think if he plays well, and if we can get the kind of shooting from Gabe, and we watch the fouls. The fouls are going to be interesting, too, because we're going to have a lot to give. So we need Motz, and we're probably going to need Washington in this one just to give the guys some breathers. I thought Omersa came in and played pretty well, too, against Louisville. Gave him some good minutes, didn't take any shots, but a lot of energy, good rebounding, and played well defensively. Keep the defensive intensity, continue to make the shots, and I think we can see the Sweet 16.
Man. That would be great. I'm going to call for a very tight or a competitive tight game with, you know, maybe 4 to 5 minutes left where the game's on the table. And unfortunately, I'm going to go with the Gophers falling in that one. But confidence-wise, they're not worried right now. Like you said, they're loosey-goosey. They're coming in. They were already the underdog. Now they're really a large underdog. It does, I don't know, it just instinctually, I think, especially with college kids, the fact that they just got a wake-up call generally does not mean, well, you know, not mean a good thing. It does for Michigan State, but not necessarily us. But, man, it would have been nice to play Bradley, I'll tell you that. Because then they would have been all pumped up that they did it, and they would have had this big celebration, and then they come out flat probably, and we would have smoked them. But that's neither here or there. Man, that would be crazy if we got to the Sweet 16. That would be phenomenal. But like I said, I mean, they got a lot of confidence. They got a ton of confidence. They're not going to be afraid. And if we could just, like you said, duplicate some of these things we've been doing, we've been on a run. And it's not like we're going to be tired. You know what I mean? We didn't have to travel across the country or anything like that. So let's hope. Let's hope. Now, as far as the Timberwolves, this is going to be a quick segment. Two things real quick. Covington had a setback in his bruised bone injury. He's done for the season. And we talked about last show, why not just shut him down? What's the point? Well, that's, I guess, that's what happened. He was on the court. He was practicing. They put him to the D League to try to get him a little run. And we guess because we kept hearing after the break, it's just a matter of time. And he had a setback. So what's the point? You know, now what's the point? Let's just sit him the rest of the year. Still got him for 3 years under contract. It just sucked because it would have been nice to see the mixture of lineups. It just his, you know, we're talking about the defense of the Ghost, his intensity. And also Rose has a little elbow issue. He's done for the season, Rose. So that's not a good look. But since we last talked about our Minnesota Timberwolves, they've lost three in a row. And this was the heart of the schedule to close that we knew we needed to do better heading into this one so we can get some confidence and just get some wins. But we knew that – I mean, this is a while ago now when we were talking about it, not last week or even the week before. But we left off on Denver, losing to Denver and losing to Utah. Well, we added another loss to the Rockets, which we were in that game for a bit. And then same with a home game against Golden State. And, you know, to top it off, we lose tonight on the road, of course. Closer game, 113-106. I don't really know, you know, what more we can cover with this club right now. I don't know what to say. Do you have anything to add to the Timberwolves talk as we speak? Because, you know, it's obviously it's been a rough one of late. You know, we can look at, you know, you still have Cat putting up, you know, really, really great numbers. Just tonight, 21, 6 assists, 16 boards, 2 blocks, threw in a steal, got to the line 5 times. Didn't shoot great, but still, you know, pretty damn good. He had a great game, you know, the other night too, 26 and 21. I mean, the guy's doing it, but just as an all-around team, whether it's the players that we have playing or the ones that we're still kind of, they're not going to get back now, but we've obviously had some issues on and on the second half of this season. Anything that you'd like to cover Timberwolves oriented before we shut this puppy down, sir?
Well, we sort of called it, Chris, about the whole Covington situation. You know, Covington has got a setback, and furthermore, it has really just been a setback this season. And then you go ahead and you sit Rose and Teague till the end of the season. Yeah, you know, in the grand scheme of things, that's probably a good idea. But then you got to think about, you know, geez, this is what, we got a few games left, and we've really kind of not, the second half of the season, it's kind of been without Covington, Rose, and Teague, just in different spots the whole time. So we got to get that situation figured out. And it seems like we're not far from the bottom four as far as the lottery is concerned. So we got to take a look at that as well. You know, I don't remember exact number, but I know we're not far from it. It's actually a possibility to get in that bottom four. And well, we didn't start the season thinking we'd be talking about the bottom four. We thought maybe we'd be talking about hopping up and trying to get a 4 seed, but we're not going to get that. And it's frustrating. We've kind of covered everything. It's going to take a lot this offseason to really get this thing turned around. I noticed they're trying to sell season tickets for next year, and that's got to be a difficult sell. So, you know, it's a lot up in the air, and you're going to get a little boost from whoever you get in the draft, but we really need to see some kind of good news coming out of the Timberwolves this offseason to get excited for it next year.
Yeah, that's about it. And by the way, just as a reminder, folks, next week, or maybe even a handful of days, we're going to talk about it, but we will be doing a free agent show, okay? For those who have listened to both shows, Living in Loserville and the Purple People Eaters podcast, which covers the Vikings mainly and also the Gophers as well, just like how we got the Timberwolves and the Gophers in this one, basketball. Well, if you haven't heard it yet, it is called the Purple People Eaters podcast, okay? We did it, you know, during the football season, obviously. Very soon, like, could be, really don't know just yet, but we are going to do a free agency show. And obviously now they have they got a guard signed. There is a guard in the build. Now we have two guards on our team, Isadora and Klein. And this made me think about mentioning this real quick. Marcus Sherrills, after nine-year run with the Vikes, is officially gone. He is gone. He's headed to the bitter rival, not the Packers, but the Saints. So Sherrill is gone. Marcus Sherrill's gone. We knew at some point it would happen. Now we don't have to wait to become a camp, you know, because you know if he makes it to camp, he's making the damn roster. That's just how he rolls. But good for him, you know. He's trying to get it. You know, he's trying to do what he's got to do. So good for him. You know, obviously going to Minnesota as well. But yeah, we're gonna talk about free agency. We're gonna have a whole show on it. So just keep an eye out for that. It'll probably be next week. I'm not totally sure when it will be, but now that we've at least signed a solid offensive lineman, we're starting to see some of this stuff, you know, take place here. So take shape, I should say. So we'll definitely be back sometime soon to do a Vikings podcast, just so you guys know. We'd like to let you know, just like we talked about, you know, Gophers and Timberwolves basketball at the end of the Purple People Eaters podcast run near the end of the season, just to kind of let you guys know what's coming. And so, yeah, we'll do that. And then we'll also later in the year, sometime in, well, after the draft, we'll have a draft show too. So for the Purple People Eaters podcast, anything else, sir, before we get the hell on out of here?
No, I just don't know what we're going to do in late August with the will Sherrills make it, won't Sherrills make it. I mean, we're going to need a new storyline.
Right?
They did sign Amir Abdullah, so I think that kind of was a writing on the wall for Marcus. But Marcus has been awesome, you know, and it's always been nice to have a dependable punt returner, guy you know is going to catch the ball and did not make stupid mistakes back there. So he moved on to the Saints, so the Saints got three of our guys. Murray, Sherrills, and Easton. So good luck to them, and we'll get that filled up. Klein looked good, third-tier free agent, another body in there. It really makes the draft seem more important, so excited for the next Purple People Leaders podcast.
There we have it. That's it for Chris and Aaron. This has been the Living in Loserville podcast. It's not Loserville right now, baby. We'll see you. We'll be back really quick on this show, too. Jeez, I almost forgot. We will be back. I don't know when, guys. I don't know if it's Saturday night or Sunday. Sometime soon, we're going to at least have a recap of what the hell went on the Michigan State game on Saturday. Go Gophers. Beat Sparty. Let's get to the Sweet 16. Peace out.
Once you become the world champion, I believe that you feel you have the upper hand. So now, when, as you fight, let's say you fight.